I'm just a mad old woman with a handbag, says Anne, who foiled an armed gang. Anne Timpson is a 71-year-old grandmother who this week became a national heroine after attacking a gang of jewel thieves with her handbag, which is surprisingly lightweight, made of a flimsy canvas, and Anne explains how it can be folded into itself until it's the size of a small purse. The grandmother's brave act seems to be even more amazing because she is understood to have arthritis in her legs, which at times can leave her needing the help of a wheelchair. As she said, the only reason I could do it all was because that morning I'd put support bandages on both my legs in preparation for my afternoon dancing class. Even though, for the 71-year-old supergran, her astonishing invention is nothing new. The former market trader has spent 10 years challenging violent criminals on the estate where she lives, as neighbourhood, once notorious for its lawlessness, used to be rife with drug dealers, pimps and up to 250 prostitutes. According to a friend, fearless of repeated threats of violence, Mrs. Timpson helped turn the Spring Borough estate in Northampton from a violent crack den into a thriving community. The video footage of the pensioner taking on the six robbers has become an internet sensation. By the evening, the footage was being watched nationwide, and the next morning there was lots of reporters outside my front door. I could hardly believe it. I kept thinking, why would anyone be interested in me, said Mrs. Timpson. People say I'm a hero, but I don't see it like that. For a start, I could have been badly hurt. Although I would do it again, I don't think generally the public should take on robbers. It's dangerous, she added. Later, I got a call to say there was footage of the incident. I thought it must be CCTV or camera phone footage at the time. I was appalled how many people pulled out their phones to take photos instead of helping out. The incident happened when a gang pulled up on motorbikes and were smashing their way into Michael Jones Jewellers in Northampton town centre. Mrs. Timpson ran across the road and started bashing them with her large handbag. Anne said she had intervened the action because she was angry that they felt they could get away with what they were doing in broad daylight. She also added, in the cold light of day, I know I put myself in danger. But I probably would do the same again. I'm not a hero and it was maybe foolish of me to get involved, but somebody had to do something. Describing the moment she intervened, she said, I became aware of a loud revving noise at the top of the street. I looked over and saw a kid running up to the doorway of the jeweller. Three lads followed him, and when I saw their arms going, I thought the kid was being beaten up. My mother's instinct kicked in and I ran across the road, shouting at the lads to stop it. Only then did I realise they were smashing glass and it was a raid. There was a scooter in my path revving up, but now I was in full flight and I started whacking the lads over the head with my shopping bag. They then tried to escape. I landed several blows against one lad on the back of the bike and brought him to the ground. He raised a hammer to me, so I just kept hitting out and shouting for others to help and bring them down. Mrs. Timpson is a member of the Spring Borough's Residents Association and a member of the Semilong Community Forum, which monitors the reports on local crime. From providing foster care to local children to baking 300 mince pies and 40 Christmas cakes every year for friends, family and neighbours who are on their own, Anne has consistently done good, but has never looked for praise. I'm not interested in a reward. It's enough for me just to think of those robbers and the stick they'll be getting that their robbery was foiled by a mad old woman with a handbag. Mad? Anne certainly is not. She is inspiring and selfless. We could all learn from her.